Hi, Paul Sackers, Good News Planet. I'm here with Atta Saravati. Hello, Atta. How have you been?
Great, great, sir. Great. It's good to hear from you.
Well, you know, I always love to support and honor what you have put together, the Love International Film Festival. It's in Los Angeles. It's going to be in July 18th to the 22nd, 2017, Beverly Hills, California. Tell us about it.
Paul, I have a charity, I organized a charity a few years ago named the Lotus Light Children Charity, which what we do, I really wanted to build the TLC School of Love all around the world. And when children go to that school, the first course they take is to learn how to love themselves, how to love others, how to take love, how to give love. And one of their course through the school has to be art. And they become love ambassador. TLC is a love ambassador, and they have to practice love, forgiveness, acceptance, equality, and peace through their life and practice it. And I realized they have to do something to bring awareness to this children's charity. And I created Love International Film Festival to bring all the artists together to make them love ambassadors in their country and over here and bring them together and raise money and raise awareness for their children's charity, the Lotus Light Children Charity. And last year was the first year, and I was completely shocked and surprised. It was massive people over there, and I was confused. I didn't know what happened. And some article came out, and they said the Love International Film Festival, the first year established to be the biggest film event in Hollywood after Golden Globe and Academy Award, and that shocked me. This year, actually, it's bigger. Almost everybody, the big powerhouses in Hollywood and everyone around the world are getting involved with it, and I'm more shocked this year than I was shocked last year. So I think
it's a good shock.
I don't know, but I think it's the energy. I think it's the word love. It has nothing to do with me. I think the energy of love, we need it more than anything these days. That is what's helping the entire thing. You know, energy is there. And that's it. And I hope you come and join us on between 18 and 22 in Beverly Hills.
Tell us how you're helping the children with your Lotus organization.
As I said, we go around the world and we find children who are artistically, they have the talent, but they don't have opportunity to go to the school and learn their craft as the many other people do, because study art is a little bit more expensive than regular academic study. So we go find those people. Like a little girl who dance in the street in Middle East to feed this family, or sing and play on the street. We get those people, we provide for their schooling and send them to school to learn their craft. And we use the local artists to come and help us to create that opportunity for them. And eventually end up to building the school. That's what we wanted to do, bring love, bring peace, bring harmony to people instead they hate each other. That's what we're trying to do.
So give us the actual on July 18th. First of all, where do people go? I'm looking actually at your website right now, loveinternationalfilmfestival.com.
Yeah, if they go to the venue, they would know there's a... we have three venues. The movies that are going to be shown in Lamley Theater, Lamley Music Hall in Beverly Hills, for 3 days. And at the 20th, we have one or two panels, very powerful people in Hollywood with almost around 400 critics in their name that are going to be there. They talk about how to finance your film, how to distribute it, how to make it, all that, and it's going to be at the Flame International, very great restaurant in Santa Monica Boulevard next to 405. And then on the 22nd, on the Saban Theater, we have a award night, and it starts at 4 o'clock, red carpet, and 6 o'clock the ceremony starts, and at 9 o'clock is over, and 9 to 12 we have the after the party, the private party, which mass of people are attending.
Atta, tell me why you started this to begin with. I mean, your professional career has been mostly what? I think doing good.
No, it's actually I was in the athletic world. I was very known athlete, football player, soccer player in Iran. And my family, I came from very, very wealthy, high-influence family. And I was born in money and fame and all that, and nothing excited me. And when at that time, being a sport hero was beneath the family tradition if you are from high-class rich family. So they wanted to put me in order, and they broke my hand. And I couldn't go to become a sport hero. And then I decided to revenge, and I wrote a play with my family, and I become a film, artist. And it went so great, and I embarrassed the shit out of my family, and it went great. And I become writer, and I become filmmaker, and I become actor, and eventually, because of some problem I had, my play had, and my writing had, many factions over there didn't like me, so I had to really leave Iran. And I left during the show, actually, and I came back over here. I become a building and builder. I become a big builder over here, real estate, and I was lost in world of making money and greed, and I was very unhappy, as there is an article released by Dan Wooding and Assist News. I had it all. I had a big house, luxury, everything, but I wasn't happy, Paul. Something wasn't there, and I had a dream that because I see things, everything, I'm losing everything. I'm going to be homeless. I'm going to be happy. I didn't know what happened. A year later, I was homeless, living in my car. And as I said in that article, that was the best time of my life. And I start writing, and I come back to writing. I write with maybe one finger, actually, if you know or not. I can't even spell my own name. And I came back to the world of writing and film, and I decided to write and adopt a very simple life. And whatever I'm making, almost 60-70% donated to children, charity, and the good thing, come back to what really make me happy, helping people. Helping children, and the novel I wrote, actually, the homeless people were paying for my food the time I was typing, and now is, I don't know if you know, you probably know about this fight for it, it's not even out to make a movie about it. They wanted to make it into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So things are very great, and picking up, and then I decided to create the Lotus for Children charity and then the Love International Film Festival, because in today's day, we really need to come back to ourselves and start loving ourselves, loving others, because I guess I am going to share it with you, because I see things. This is the first time I'm sharing this thing, Paul.
Wow.
I have that much
thank you.
For you. I was not supposed to share it by next 7-8 months. I see voices and I see things which is documented before it happened. Like I saw September 11, I saw earthquake, and I saw Trump become the president. And I see all that and I documented, emailed it to myself and all that. And people that are involved with me, I saw them year before, and I documented, sent an email to myself. And there is a movement is going to happen. They call it the spirituality movement. It's going to really form on 2018, and it's going to be so huge. When I say huge, I remember Bernie Sanders. So huge that it's going to be worldwide. The younger generation, they're going to revolt against the older generation like me, and they refuse the way the politics and the religion was conducted in the past. And they wanted to get together. They wanted to bring peace, harmony, love. They wanted to be together. And one of the reason all this thing is happening around the world, this racism, nationalism, is because of that. Something wants to stop that, but could not happen. It's like a hippies movement. It's going to be a huge movement, which in reality I had to create a Lotus Light. It would be a platform for them in there. And then, if you know, Lotus is a holy flower for Chinese, Iranian, and Indian. That's the holy flower. We call it in Iran the blue lagoon, the blue water, some lagoon water, something like that. And just the name Lotus, which is representative of peace, love, and respect, and all that, is going to attract people. We are going to be doing good very, very soon. So that movement, just wait for it.
No, we just had International Yoga Day last couple of days here in New York and other places throughout the world. And, of course, everybody's in a lotus position.
No, but I'm saying right now, anywhere you go, meet me, younger generation, the only thing that you hear from, even they don't know they're doing that, they're talking about love. And
I know. It's a beautiful thing. It's a gorgeous thing.
It's going to happen because we need it, because we really need to bring this thing back to ourselves and come back to health, and we need it. And any help is great help.
Beautiful. Well, you're doing great help for the world. Let me ask you the last two quick questions, and congratulations, Etta. First one is, what's good news for you?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
What would be good news for you?
The good news for me is we really look at each other. When I see people that look at the mirror, and when they see themselves, they be proud of themselves. They see, I created atmosphere or platform that those children, when they look at the actual in the mirror and they see the person in the mirror, they will be proud of themselves. They feel they're in peace. They feel they did something good that day for somebody else, not for themselves. They feel there's no hate in there. No matter what happened, there's no hate in their heart. There's love in their heart. They look at what is good for them is good for other people. That is something, when I see that smile, when I see that happiness, when I see that progress, that makes me happy. That is the good news for me.
Beautiful. Last question. You know, we've been very involved with the International Day of Peace. We have Times Square for September 21st. We'd like to also do some announcement at your event about the Peace Day, because that's what your whole festival is all about, and you personally, no doubt about it. What is peace for you, Etta?
The peace, you know, when we find ourselves, maybe I put it this way, the minute we find our being, we work so hard, Paul. We do everything, day and night. We do surgery, eat good food, and all that for one reason, to get to what? To become better human being. And we don't know 90% of whatever we want to get, if we don't get sick, is our soul. It's not our body. We take care of our body. But the body is not. It is 10%. 90% is our soul. Which when you get to that 90%, you come to peace. When you come to your peace with your soul, all those matter, 99.9% of those diseases matter, unhappiness, everything is going over. You become to peace. From peace, you get to health. That is what peace means for me, to come to be a healthy mind and have a healthy mind and body when you come to peace with yourself. And I want you to send me a clip. I wanted you to come and talk about it. I will give you as much as time you want, and or send me a clip. I'm going to play it in the film festival, and I'm going to announce it, and I would do anything for that rally you have. And I know I couldn't make it last year, but maybe this year I could make it.
It's a beautiful thing. It's wonderful. Congratulations. Hang on. We're going to talk a little bit more. Thank you, my friend, Etta. Take care.
Thank you.